Well, thanks, Coach Rick, for getting in touch with our show. The number is 888-922-7234. I guess because we were talking about Jim Henson, he said, my grandfather made puppets and had a show in vaudeville, he said. And I wonder who that was.
Huh.
The precursor to Jim Henson, perhaps. But Coach chimed in, and so did Mike H. Domino's in Texas Hold'em. I guess that's in regard to the games that are overrated, he thinks.
Well.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Everyone's got an opinion, right?
Yeah. They sure do. And they have at least two of them, it says. But anyone shares with us those opinions
yes.
at 888-922-7234, the magical text phone number to do so. Once again, 888-9-AB-RADIO is that magical number. Let's find out what's news right now.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, good news for airline travelers. The Department of Transportation announced last week it is rolling out a couple of new rules that will require airlines to automatically give cash refunds to passengers for canceled or significantly delayed flights. Airlines can no longer decide how long that is going to take before they will issue a refund. Under the new DOT rules, the delays would be more than 3 hours for domestic and more than six for international flights. And it includes tickets purchased directly from the airlines, travel agents, or third-party sites. And DOT is also going to require airlines to give the refunds in the form of a cash instead of vouchers or credits.
Okay.
So Topo Chico, the delicious mineral water from Mexico, is bringing the heat with the new brand new limited edition collaboration with Converse. The collaboration includes both sneakers and apparel, which will range in price from $40 to $90. The collab is going to drop this Thursday, May 2nd. Well, a previously lost 12-string acoustic guitar that once belonged to the late John Lennon is going to go up for sale on auction May 29th after it was recently found in the attic of somebody's house.
Wow.
In the UK. They were getting ready to move.
Wow.
And they were like, what's this? It's believed the guitar was given to British musician Gordon Waller of the group Peter and Gordon from Lennon himself.
Wow.
And then Gordon turned around and he gifted it to his road manager and then on and on. They think it's going to bring in almost $1 million.
A lot of dimes. Of course it will.
Anything
John
Beatles.
Lennon's guitar?
I know.
Yeah, well.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is, day 29 of April for 2024. The last Monday, it's day 120 of the year. There are 246 days left in this year. Who's got birthdays? Right at the very top, a musical legend, an icon here in this country, Willie Nelson is now 91 years old.
91?
Yep, right under him is another comic legend. It's Jerry Seinfeld's birthday, who's 70. What's
Happy
the deal
birthday,
with birthdays?
Jerry.
Yeah, Kate Mulgrew is 69. Daniel Day-Lewis is 67. Michelle Pfeiffer, 66. Eve Plum from the Brady Bunch is now 66 years old.
Wow.
How about that?
She was Jan, right?
That's
the
correct. Yeah. And Uma Thurman is 54 years old. It happened on this date in history, 1913. Gideon Sunbach of Hoboken, New Jersey, received a patent for the zipper.
We're going to talk about that in Fun Facts.
Sure we will. In 1988, Bert and Lonnie got married, as in Reynolds and Anderson. In 1990, a wrecking crane began tearing down the Berlin Wall at the historic Brandenburg Gate. The wall had, of course, divided Germany since 1961. Mm-hmm. In 2004, man, a sad date, Oldsmobile built its final car, ending 107 years of production. Man, oh, man.
And I loved my Cutlass Supreme.
I had one, too.
Such a good car.
I loved it, too. Also, Friday was Hemi Day, by the way. Forgot to mention that, but it was 426, as in the cubic inch size engine.
Aha!
And listener Rick reminded us of that. In 2020, a mile-wide asteroid passed within 3.9 million miles of Earth. And I guess that's news.
Ooh, that's close.
That was a real close
apparently.
Call. Special events for today. International Dance Day, World Wish Day, Viral Video Day, Go Birding Day is today. It's Shrimp Scampi Day, and we told you why. Today is Zipper Day. You have a birthday and a special event. Tell us when it is, and we will celebrate with you. Dial this number. Text it. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley Brad on the radio. Let us discuss your movie viewing habits for just a second. Because my wife and I, we still venture to the cinema whenever possible. We have a date night once a week, and so
right.
we always try and see something. Because we do prefer the movie theater than the home experience.
Why like
it's not
both?
The, But it's not the same at home.
No, of course
you can
not.
Have a giant screen and still it's just not a movie theater.
No, but you can put it on pause and go to the bathroom at home, and you can't do that in the movie theater.
But this is a point that one of the filmmakers, Martin Scorsese, made, is that he made the film The Killers of the Flower Moon, and he said the length was 3 hours and something minutes.
It was like 3.5. It took me 2 days to... I just finished that the other day.
Yeah, but his point was, and I agree with him, he goes... People sit and binge watch complete seasons of stuff. There's no reason to complain about his movie being 3 hours because people sit for hours at a time at home.
But again, you're at home. You can pause it. You could do something else. It literally, I started Killers of the Flower Moon 2 hours in. I'm like, it was like 11 o'clock at night. And I go, okay, fine. I'm clearly going to have to finish this tomorrow.
Well, you have the attention of a hummingbird anyway, so
know,
that's on you.
Okay, no,
but
not
for
just
the rest
me.
Of us can sit and watch a movie that
no.
long.
No, a recent survey said the ideal movie length, 92 minutes. Anything over that, we're done.
No,
we're done.
No.
So you're in the minority.
No, I definitely disagree with
they
that.
They said movies, the perfect 92 minutes, Dodgeball. No. Kung Fu Panda.
That's
Monsters
a music
Inc.
video. I want my money's worth. I want something longer.
No, no way. I think an hour and a half is just about ample. Anything else, I'm like, come on.
That's you, though. That's
no,
you. You
it's
can't.
Mo-
attention deficit. Hey, donuts.
There's donuts?
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary here on the Ashley and Brad Show each and every day at this appointed time. Gather around the warm glow of the radio fire as we learn a new word today. It is an adjective from Latin origin. It is from the early 17th century. But I think you may get this one, but let's find out. It is consanguineous.
Consanguineous.
Or consanguineous is your word to try and spell for today. So how would you spell consanguineous? Yeah, exactly.
Is that a portmanteau of some kind? Because that is a very long word.
Consanguineous is...
Consanguineous?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How would you spell it?
C-O-N-S-I-N-G-U-I-N-I-A-C-E.
No.
No. No?
Just a bit outside. It is C-O-N-S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E-O-U-S. Consanguineous.
Oh, Quineous. I thought you said Guineance.
Guineous.
Guineous. Consanguineous.
Yes. I wouldn't have gotten it anyway, but still.
It just, all right, since we talked about DNA week last week, it's relating to or denoting people descended from the same ancestor.
Ah, okay.
You two look so similar, you could be consanguineous. It originated from the Latin word of the same blood. It just means combination con together and sanguis blood.
Well, because some people do. Like, have you ever looked at the Kennedys? There's such a family resemblance.
Yes. They are all consanguineous, for sure.
Ashley and Brad.
Thank you, Grant, for getting in touch with our show at 888-922-7234. Grant says, and I'm quoting, I find Ashley's lack of any fundamental Star Trek knowledge absolutely repugnant. To which I say, absolutely correct, Grant. That is worthy of a Star Trek red alert.
Okay, well, I would agree. Like then you guys to answer all of my Sex and the City questions and find out if you're repugnant.
Wow. There might be a listener. Maybe. But I think you have more Star Trek fans than the one you're talking about.
I don't think so.
It's just a guess.
Maybe.
But thanks for getting in touch, Grant.
Well, then, Grant, why don't you help me out whenever you know he's going to give me one of those quizzes?
Nah, there's no phone a friend. I'm sorry. That is not an option. Not even phone a painter, an artist. Which he is. But thanks for getting in touch. The number is 888-922-7234. Thank you, Grant. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, it's a risk many homeowners may not even think about, but you could get your house snatched away from you while you're actually living in it. It's called title fraud. It's the scam that is just unbelievably scary. It's like the biggest purchase you're ever going to make in your life.
Right.
And scammers obtain fraudulently a title to your home that they where they end up forging a deed with the help of a notary that's corrupt. They can sell the property. They can borrow against it. And it usually involves vacant properties or vacation rentals, but it can happen to any house.
Yeah.
So experts say keep an eye out for alerts. Watch your mail for unusual bills, because the only real recourse you have is to go to court. And, of course, that's costly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So PepsiCo recently recalled Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale after it was found to be the one that was actually full of sugar. Well, now the soda giant is recalling another soda for incorrect labeling. Over 2,000 cases of Mug root beer are being recalled after it was reported they were actually the Mug Zero Sugar root beer.
Ah,
so I think kind of got them flip-flopped. The impacted items have a Best Buy date of July 22nd.
Okay.
Well, after an overlong hiatus due to strikes and even some health issues on the show, Hacks is back. I love this show. A clever and poignant look at trying to make it in Hollywood at both the novice and veteran levels. It stars Jean Smart, Hannah Einbender, Caitlin Olsen, and Christopher McDonald. And this season, lots of guest stars. Helen Hunt, Christopher Lloyd, George Wallace. Hacks Season 3 will premiere on May 2nd. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad radio program. We sadly had to bid adieu and eulogize our six-year-old calendar trivia game because we used all of its pages. And so we actually had to go out and purchase a brand new calendar trivia game, which we actually do have, from 2024. So each Monday, we will pull off a couple of its pages and ask you these questions.
So it's zero-year-old trivia.
Exactly. It is this year old's trivia. New York City's Broadway is sometimes called the Great White Way.
Yes.
Why? Why is it called that?
Why is it called the Great White
yes.
Way?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it snows a lot in the city?
No. It is a nod to something that took place in the 1900s, and it was one of the first places to do this.
Nah, I'm going to need a bigger hint.
It involves this.
Oh, because it lit up. The marquees all lit up.
Well, yeah. It's a nod to the street's electric lights. Broadway was one of the first streets in the city to be illuminated by white electric bulbs. Here's the next question. What material are a butterfly's wings made of?
Oh, I know they're super delicate. If you touch a butterfly's wings, mm-hmm. I think that's...
That's it.
I think it's game over for them.
Kind of.
Silk?
Nope. A hardened protein called chitin. The same protein that human hair and nails are made of.
Oh, I thought that was keratin.
No. Nope.
Interesting.
And then finally, it's a twofer. Okay. What is the capital of Iceland?
Reykjavik?
Yes.
Okay.
What was Stephen King's first published novel?
You know, there's part of me that wants to say it's Shawshank Redemption, but I don't know if that was a full novel.
Okay. It's been turned into a movie twice. Of course, which of his novels hasn't been turned into a movie twice probably by now?
Carrie?
Is correct.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Carrie, 1974.
Ashley and Brad.
There is a story, he said here on the Ashley and Brad Show, that I remember quite well from college. There was a time, an evening, where there was, I think, four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Two couples, and we were having such a good time at whatever particular restaurant we were at. We said, you know, let's go to another place.
Okay.
Someone just offhandedly goes, oh, I know a place. This, mind you, once again, was in Florida.
Okay.
This, you know, we were in Gainesville, which is kind of in the center of the state. And then they said, well, let's go to this restaurant. It just happens to be in Tampa.
How far of a drive is that?
Well,
3 hours?
A couple hours.
That's pretty far. That's a big pub
crawl. Okay, road trip. And off we went. And then we weren't satisfied there. We said, well, let's go to another restaurant.
Right.
This was on the other side of the state.
How'd we get to Miami?
Right. We went on to the east coast of Florida.
Right.
At that point. And this was a full 24-hour road trip.
I was
that
just
going to
say, that sounds like an overnighter.
Oh, it was. It was a complete, let's just go and not stop driving.
That is so much fun.
We didn't plan it. It was, and still, here we are talking about all these years later.
Well, and I do remember, don't you remember those maps where people would take like a dart and throw it and go, up, that's where we're going this summer.
Right.
I mean, there are
people. You don't plan anything.
I've got a girlfriend that's doing that. A couple of girlfriends are getting together, and it just sounds like a fun thing to do. And I said, are you guys going? Like, are you planning it? Where are you going? She goes, we don't know. We're going to wake up that morning, and we're going to, I don't know if they're going to do dice or where they go, okay, this is how many miles we're going to drive. We're going to find a place. And they're going to take an entire week and do that.
There you go.
And
that's
I thought, what a fun thing, because most of us plan the vacation. Some more detailed than others, where everything is planned. Some just go, oh, we're going to go to XYZ city.
Right.
But this is completely just open.
There you go.
And I thought, what a fun thing to do.
Yeah. I can't imagine you ever doing that, though.
I actually would love to. They invited me to go on this trip. I'm like, I can't take a full
week off. What if it involved camping, though? See?
Okay, but see, none of these, you got to know your audience. And none of them would do that.
Well,
so I know that they would not.
I'm going to make you do it then. I'm going to make you get in a car with me, and we're going camping somewhere one weekend. And that's it.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. This is, again, ripped from the pages of my very life that just took place over the weekend. There was a cause for up on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to repaint something.
The roof?
Yeah. The exhaust that comes out of the kitchen when it was remodeled. The paint has been chipping off of there pretty quickly. So I thought, I can get up there and hit a spray can. And
you on a ladder with the how'd that go?
Fine. But every time I'm on a ladder, I always know the statistics.
Exactly.
Almost all injuries occur on a ladder for a certain subset of men in this particular age demographic.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm super careful every time I get up on a ladder
on
the roof.
On the way down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Because this is the time, the season, where people look around. They're like, oh, there's some stuff I could do around
That's
the lawn.
That's what I did.
And some gardening things.
I looked
whatever.
Up and was like, ooh, that needs a touch of paint.
Well, and you used to, as a kid, mow other people's yards for money and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to be careful. You got to wear long pants. You got to wear the safety goggles. You got to wear earplugs. You probably didn't. But almost 400,000 injuries are either ER or urgent care worthy because the falls from the ladders, the rusty tool. I mean, when was the last time you took the tools out to do something? Last summer?
No, but I mean, what kind of tools? Lawn tools? Yard tools?
Yeah, the yard tools.
They get, you know, every once in a while.
Right. But people cut themselves with those and they're rusted. Gas-powered tools can catch fire. They said, I can't believe you still have to say this. Don't smoke while using the equipment. Because my dad had a riding lawnmower, and he always had his cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
He wasn't filling it gas at the time. He knew enough to go, all right, I can't do that together. Look, I can tell you when I was, that job cutting grass, we used to have an edger. The edger is what, you know, makes the nice clean line
Right. Along
the driveway. It was a spinning blade.
Of course.
A spinning blade that was not even covered with anything.
And didn't have the guard.
It had a guard, but still, it was an open spinning blade that anybody could just.
I thought it was like fishing wire or something that went really fast.
Well, that's when they started to use fishing wire a little bit later, but it was an actual metal blade.
And how many times did you end up in the ER from that?
Never, but it would kick out some gravel every once in a while. You had to dodge
and
make sure you close your eyes. And
Well, that's why they recommend maybe the eyewear and stuff like that. So just be careful if you're doing some lawn stuff.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Terry, for getting in touch. Brad, I know you said chocolate with any stuff in it for ice cream, but you need to try Millennium Crunch. It's vanilla with chocolate chunks, nuts, and other stuff. It's to die for, says Terry. So I know that still, as incredulous as you are, vanilla is still the most popular flavor in America.
Well, that's because it's the base for every other flavor.
But you always turn your nose up at vanilla.
Nuh-uh. No, chocolate chip's my favorite, and that's got the vanilla base.
So there's something Terry suggests.
Well, I just looked it up, and boy, does it look good.
All right. Thanks for the suggestion, Terry. 888-922-7234 is the phone number for everybody to suggest something. And also, to comment about whatever we discuss, here's some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, good news for airline travelers. The Department of Transportation announced last week it's going to roll out a couple of new rules that are going to require airlines to automatically give cash refunds to passengers if their flight has been canceled or significantly delayed. And under the new DOT rules, delays are more than 3 hours for domestic flights, more than six for international. And it includes however you got your tickets, either directly from the airlines, a travel agent, or a third-party site. DOT is also going to require airlines to give cash instead of vouchers or credits.
Dear airline industry, I would like to make the plea for a retroactive reimbursement.
Good luck on
that. For when I had to spend the night on the floor of Dulles Airport, that you were so cavalier about me having to do so.
Yeah.
Sincerely,
pick up some carpet,
right,
mister.
Yeah,
right over there.
They didn't seem to be bothered by me missing like a 20-hour delay.
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so it doesn't really matter where you grew up. Chances are you've been to a Denny's at least once or twice
Your
lifetime. Well, they seemed to get most of their popularity in the 80s and 90s. That's when they grew the most. But more and more stores are shutting down. According to EatThis.com, Denny's shut down 57 of their underperforming locations last year.
Wow.
Robert Verostek, Denny's CFO, said they're actually going to be working through some additional closures.
Oh, man.
He's not saying it's a full-on
shutdown. Where are you
going to
get moons over my hammy?
Exactly.
Where else but Denny's?
Rootin' Tootie Fresh and
Come
Fruity.
On.
I know. So Russell Crowe is set to send shivers down audiences' spines with his upcoming role in The Exorcism. Now, in the new movie, Crowe is playing an actor filming a horror movie. So they're kind of doing it. They're kind of breaking down that extra wall, and then the plot thickens because there's lots of scary things that happen. Mm. It's going to hit theaters on June 7th, and that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio, and let me tell you the story of growing up in Miami, Florida, because it was a tropical paradise. Of course it was.
Yeah.
Everybody came for the beaches, but there was also so much wildlife in Miami, I remember growing up.
A lot of gator parks.
Well, there was that, yes, of course, the Everglades.
Of course.
But then there were these tourist attractions. There was the parrot jungle that was filled with all kinds of macaws and parrots and these mm-hmm. beautiful garden grounds. There was the monkey jungle, where you can go see. Then came the zoo, of course. There was Lion Country Safari that I remember.
Oh, they still have a lot of the safaris around the country.
That you could drive through and see
yeah.
all these. I was like, man, this blew my mind growing up in Florida. I was like, wow.
Yeah, and not a lot of places had them at the time. And I've got a friend who went to an actual African safari.
Yeah.
And they did this whole thing in like these Land Rovers and really, really cool kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, yeah, but maybe I don't want to travel that far. But there's a lot of these wild safari parks here in the
yeah.
U.S.
Yeah.
But if you've got a choice, would you rather go see a zoo or go to a safari park?
I mean, a lot of the zoos have adopted this cageless thing.
Right, but that's different than these reserves.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously Disney does this with their parks. I'd like to see them more in their natural habitats like that, sure.
Well, and that's the thing.
Who wouldn't?
Because they are more open in zoos now, and they do more husbandry and more care of the animal, where these other ones
right.
are just, like, in the wild.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool. There's part of me that's a little scared because I think, you know, what if you know, the elephant gets mad, or what if the giraffe is not a...
Then you get to see what they're like in their natural habitat.
But there really are a bunch of cool ones. So if you're thinking about doing something maybe with the kids over mm-hmm. over the summer break,
right.
checking out right here in the good old U.S.
That's right.
Yeah, I think USA Today came out with a list, and there are like dozens of them right
yeah.
here in the United States.
Oh, yeah, and they retire their animals, and you can hire them like Mr. Jingles.
Oh,
that's where we got Mr. Jingles.
Ashley and Brad.
Monday on the Ashley and Brad Show means some benchmarks, things that we always do each and every Monday. This is one of them. It always begins with the quiz. That's what it's called. We couldn't come up with anything more interesting than that, so we just call it the Monday quiz.
Well, this one has to do a little bit with honesty slash dishonesty.
Okay.
83 million of us have committed this dishonest but not illegal act.
Hmm.
What do you think that we're doing that's... It's right there on that border of, should you really do something like that?
Went online in the 90s and downloaded music from
Napster.
From a few sites.
It's funny that you mentioned that because it is related to tech and online computers.
Okay. And it's not illegal, you say?
It's not illegal, but okay. I couldn't imagine doing this. I know people who have done this.
Okay. But it's dishonest, you say, and it's online activity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not illegal. That's the dividing line.
Yeah.
Does it involve social media of some kind?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Something dishonest about social media.
I know.
That is
so
such a stretch of credulity. I'm not sure that that's even possible. People posting pictures of their best lives ever, and nothing is wrong with their lives.
No.
Something with social media that's dishonest.
But it's funny because oftentimes, what is the other thing we call Facebook?
Fakebook.
Okay, right.
For sure. That's
okay.
Because of all the dishonest posts that are on there.
Okay, so you're kind of
okay.
Go down that road.
So it's not their best lives ever, but it's
use that hint
about being dishonest
about Fakebook.
Fakebook.
Fake.
Okay. Well, fake birthdays.
No.
Fake age. Fake
no,
family pictures. Fake.
Keep going.
Fake.
And I just can't believe fake, 83 million people
that's
have
that's
done
a
this.
A lot of people, fake friends,
I know.
Fake.
But what do all those things encompass?
Well, the actual Facebook itself. It's the actual social media gathering place.
Partial credit. You're so
okay.
Right there.
Well,
the profile.
The fake. They create fake profiles?
Fake, yes.
83 million?
83 million have done
wow.
Some kind of a fake profile. And I'm like, that's kind of scary. Who are they looking at? Who
never
are they
even thought of doing
it. I've seen it a lot, and it's
okay.
Unfortunate.
Well, this
million.
All right, I blame you gals because... You,
what?
Well,
wait,
hear me
what?
Out, because you were the ones who were always giving out the fake names and numbers.
Yeah, well, we
dating.
Had to, because
well, okay,
guys
then.
Like you showed
well,
up in bars.
Okay, then. I blame you, then.
Ashley and Brad.
Monday on the Ashley and Brad Show means the benchmarks. We do the quiz, and it is always followed up with the feud. You know how this works. We have sent out these surveys to our listening audience. You must match at least one of our top few answers that they have filled in. Are you ready? Here we go. Name something in your refrigerator that you should thank a cow for.
Your milk?
Okay. Name a weather condition that would also be a good name for a wrestler.
Windy storms.
There's one of them. Fill in the blank. Having a bird poop on you is bad, but imagine how much worse it would be if a blank could fly.
Hippopotamus.
Not one of the answers.
Really? Elephant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Name an animal that doesn't have a leg to stand on.
A snake.
And then finally, if they made a Judge Judy doll, name something it might come with.
Her robe.
That's one of the answers. Let's check them all now. Name something in your refrigerator you should thank a cow for. Milk is the number one answer, followed by cheese, the meat, and butter. Name a weather condition that would also be a good name for a wrestler.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Storm is number two.
Okay.
Tornado is number one.
Oh, they just wanted one word terms.
Well, maybe. Okay. Thunderstorm.
Oh, okay.
Hurricane and tsunami. Round okay. Out the list.
There's got to be wrestlers with those names. There's got to be.
Well, Kerry Von Erich was the Texas Tornado, as a matter of fact. Yes. So fill in the blank. Having a bird poop on you is bad unless it's the foo bird, and that's a ancient bird that you're supposed to if it's got luck. But imagine how much worse it would be if blank could fly. The number one answer, of course, it's an elephant. Yeah, you don't want that. And
no.
Then a second is also cow. There's pigs, horses, dogs, humans, and then rats. Fill out the list.
Ew.
Yeah. Name an animal that doesn't have a leg to stand on. Snake, the number one answer. Fish, shark, eel, whale, sea lion, seal, dolphin, porpoise, snail, slug, worm.
Ew.
Are
okay.
All of the answers. And then finally, if they made a Judge Judy doll, name something she might come with.
A gavel.
Number one answer, gavel, of course. Big mouth and attitude is number two.
Yeah, go Judge Judy.
The robe is number three, and glasses rounds out the list. And that's a feud.
And her bailiff bird.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Katie. You're always in touch with our show. 888-922-7234. That's 888-9-AB-RADIO. You can get in touch just like Katie does and everybody else. The contestant, that Japanese show that you were talking about on Friday.
Yes.
Reminds her of the movie Real Genius with Val Kilmer because one of the characters entered all of the contests multiple times and won everything. And
I don't remember that.
Oh, do you remember the movie Real Genius?
I do, because I remember
such a good movie.
The one thing I remember about it, which is so bizarre, is he cut something and made it like quarter size so he could get free soda. I don't
yes,
know why I
yes,
remember that.
Right, there was that. But Laszlo, the guy who lived in his closet, entered all of these contests and won
yes,
everything.
I do remember that now. Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks, Katie, for that memory, and you can do so as well. 888-922-7234. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, it's a risk many homeowners may not even consider. You may have never even heard of it before. It's called title fraud, and it's another way scammers can get some money out of you. They fraudulently obtain a title to your home. They forge a deed. They can sell the property. They can borrow against it. It usually involves, vacant properties people are redoing, and vacation rentals, but it can happen to any of us. Keep an eye out for alerts. Experts say watch your mail for unusual bills because the only recourse is going to court, and that also costs a lot of money. So PepsiCo has recently recalled the Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale after the brand was found to be mislabeled. It was the one that was actually full of sugar. Now the soda giant is recalling another soda for incorrect labeling. Over 2,000 cases of Mug Root Beer are being recalled after it was reported that they contain the Mug Zero Sugar Root Beer. So the impacted items have a sell-by July 22nd date on the packaging. Okay. Season 3 of the crime drama Mayor of Kingstown is back, starring Jeremy Renner and co-created by Taylor Sheridan and Hugh Dillon. The show follows the McCluskey family, who live and work in the titular Michigan town where most of the residents are criminals, law enforcement, or prison employees. Mayor of Kingstown is set to premiere on June 2nd on Paramount Plus. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, as always, we like to break it down for you. And there are two kinds of people in the world, Ashley.
Really?
There are those that, they spend a lot of money. They go to the barber, the salon, they get their hair done. And then there are those who eschew that way and they cut their own hair.
With a vacuum cleaner.
And that would be this guy right here.
Okay.
And it works quite well.
And you do this for the boys as well?
No, they go to a barber.
But, okay.
I'm cutting my own hair.
Now, are you cutting your own hair because your mother cut your hair growing up?
She did.
She did?
Just like a lot of moms did. And it was always the thinning shears that I hated the most. They were not the sharpest.
Right.
And so they just kind of grab onto your hair and yank
pull.
It out. Yeah.
And I do remember my mother had this pair of, I think they were like sewing scissors or something. They were not the regular kitchen drawer, junk drawer scissors.
Yeah.
But I found a picture. I was going through some old pictures and it must have been kindergarten or first grade. My bangs are kind of going down at an angle. I'm like, oh yeah, my mom trimmed my hair before that picture.
Trimmed our hair back then.
Oh my gosh.
But she actually had the barber scissors. She had the actual.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think these were like cloth cutting scissors or something. I don't even know what
pinking
they were.
Pinking shears.
They were definitely not even.
Okay. But that's the era we grew up. It's like, they had to save a couple bucks too.
Absolutely. So do you ever have pictures of you guys, or did you do it to your kids, trim their hair, like right before? Because they always did it right before school pictures.
Yeah.
Because they wanted you to look all, spiffy. And then,
And then one time, our oldest boy, when he was little, he said, I cut my own hair.
Oh, they've
and
all
so,
done that.
Right. And so we had to, break out the, the trimmer and go, sorry, it's all coming off. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poor dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley and Brad.
It's time for a vibe check here on the Ashley and Brad Show.
We
passed the vibe check, by the way. Because, that's what the kids are saying. It's all about the vibe check, Ashley.
That's right.
So looking forward to May, which is just, a couple days from now.
Yes.
Have I planned anything for May is what you're asking me?
Like, what's your vibe?
No.
Are you thinking, okay, my vibe is all energy, go get her, get my stuff done, I'll check things off my list? Or is your vibe like, I'm going to relax.
My vibe is always the latter, if anything. It's more about, I don't plan that far ahead. I've told you, how many more years have we worked together?
A lot. Many.
This is Monday. That's as far as I can get. Whatever the rest of the day holds is about all I can handle.
I want to try to set up a vibe, though. I want to try to have my vibe be like more calming, maybe have like an aromatherapy in the house when I walk home.
I see.
Not when I walk home, because
you never
barely
walk home. Believe me,
hard enough getting in my car from the station.
Exactly.
But, I mean, when I get home,
I see.
Nice and calm when you walk. Don't you want it to feel like a spa when you go home? People walking around in their bathrobes all day with their hair.
Yes, I regularly have eucalyptus oil floating through the house.
You should. It's probably good for your vibe.
What? Ever since we put the bench in the shower in the bathroom remodel, that's become our spa. So we do.
That's nice.
Hang out there and have a little steam schwitz.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you interesting tidbits of information that on this date, the zipper was patented. Therefore, ergo, it must be National Zipper Day.
Zip, zip, zip.
And it is.
And here's the thing. We talked the other day about Elias Howe and his sewing machine.
Yeah.
And it's one thing if you patent something, because it's all about who gets to that patent office first.
Yeah. It was Singer who invented the machine.
Right.
But I think Elias Howe or vice versa patented it.
One of them did that. Well, Howe also had this patent for this automatic continuous closure thing. It was more like a hook with a... But he had the patent. He never marketed it.
Okay.
So 42 years later... A guy named Whitcomb Judson started selling these clasp things that was similar, and he started the Universal Fastener Company and went on to hire a gentleman named Gideon Sundback, which you talked about earlier in the show, the Swedish-American electrical engineer.
Yeah.
And he tweaked a little bit, applied for a patent, and that separable fasteners known as the zipper.
Yeah.
But it got its name because B.F. Goodrich, yeah, that guy, used the fastener on these boots that they were making, these rubber boots, and they called it a zipper, and the name just stuck.
Huh.
I don't know if the name went zip, and they went, oh, zipper.
Yeah.
But thank you to
poetic.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Ashley and Brad.